The allegation then where they come up from Lai Lawrence Lima of the SLPP?
Well, first of all, I know yeah, the allegation there, but I don't get like 5 or 6 calls this morning. People then they tell me, say, Lawrence Lima didn't have radio, they accuse me, say, I had to get a meeting with the former president, Sam McKinney, for overthrow the government. This is absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. You know, the allegations against me in particular, it's too. You know, before the runoff, SLP pulled a press statement. They accused me, say, I get knowledge of senior military officers. They planned for assassinate the now president. And 3 days later, the president called in a Radisson Blue. I apologized to the senior military officers and said it was wrong. Why is this thing continuing? You know, we've had elections, we've had a runoff, we've had a winner. You know, can we be left alone? No, get on with real life. Why are we for destabilize Sierra Leone? Why? Now, God given right, say we have to be in power. If they say we've lost the election, we've accepted it. If we think, say things are all right, how the election go, we say we'll go court. It's as simple as that. That is democracy. That is the rule of law. But the accusations here, it's too much. And they didn't have the WhatsApp messages. See, are there 2 houses in England? What, £15 million sterling? I don't even have a room in England. I don't even have WhatsApp during the election. See me, they distribute AK-47 to soldier mandate, selected soldier mandate for disrupt the election. Absolute nonsense. The whole they control with arms and ammunition na army, it's unbelievable. You know, this is nonsense. If the certain people don't win election, they should get on with governance. Get on with governance. And left we APC, left file of content, let's get on with real life. We're not private citizens there now. We're not private citizens. I want to be left alone.
So there is no point in time where like you meet with like soldier man them, senior military personnel them.
I'm telling you, you know, if anybody gets me there, I would go to let them charge me. They say President Koman House now, McKinney. I know Sabi President Koman in Osa McKinney. I have never been there. I get family Osna McKinney. When I hand over my official residence in 48 hours, I hand over my 2 official vehicles to Ministry of Defense, get me documentation. I say, okay, I need time for can reflect and plan my life for what next after being minister. And so I came to McKinney. McKinney, I did peacefully. Peacefully, I don't get no problem, I don't get no issue. I don't meet with people. I know they discuss for disrupt government. Come on, we don't want this Nassalon. You know, we born good picking. We don't want a Nassalon. If then they are government, get on with the government. Government the people of this Salon. All we want, Napoli Salon develop. I want to see somebody where they take, you know, what President Koma don't do. Somebody build on that. If Salon better than world better, why would I want to disrupt Sierra Leone? Why? For being minister again. Come on, I've been minister for 10 years. And I think I did my best for Sierra Leone. I served my president. I have served the people of Sierra Leone, whether it's in the Ministry of Defense, whether it's Ebola, whether it's Minister of Internal Affairs. I will put my hand up, say, I don't serve the country well. And I'm proud of that. But listen, with no desire to tarnish me, they try to make me watch an obi. It never been good picking. This same thing happened in 1992. People were accused by the time I know they were slaughtered. We don't want for good on that road. Please, I'm saying this to the people of Sierra Leone. We have a new government. They will work with them and put Sierra Leone forward. And as I can always say to 98.1, I keep telling that, see, me and I patriots, I love my party, of course, me and APC. But Sierra Leone comes first. Why would I want to disrupt Sierra Leone? For who? Come on. Right. Lima has to stop this. Lima go bring trouble at Sierra Leone. People are not waiting now. People are not talking nothing. Civil society then sit down. See, you know, SLPP, party people, they're not talking nothing. Lebanon is going to be in trouble to Sierra Leone. Because you will push people and say, push them, you push them, you push them. Why would I want to disrupt Sierra Leone? Why? Why? For the minister back,
I
have moved on.
We want for taking place. Thank you. We talked to another program this morning.
Thank you, Ahmed.
Yes, in him now retired Major Afre Paulo Conte, in our first Minister of Defense, with the Toxi, you know, ever all meeting with no military personnel, Nam Makini. We continue with the program. Good morning, Salo.